On SUNY Distinguished Professor Week, we take the ground for granted. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Russell Briggs, distinguished teaching professor at the SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry, examines the complexity of what is below our feet.
A warm summer day's stroll down a path in a forest or across the front lawn sometimes leaves a false impression of stability. The ground is merely there, supporting our weight, and we do not sink into the earth. Caught in a rainstorm during such a walk, many take for granted the fact that water is not immediately pooling up and carrying us away in a rising torrent. Our mind glosses over and fails to appreciate the dynamic exchange of water taking place beneath our very feet. We can see the rain coming down, infiltrating into the soil, where it is either stored or makes its way through the complex system of pores en route to streams or even groundwater. As the rain stops, movement of water continues, but at a slower rate, as it is attracted to the smaller pores and stored for a while. As water empties from those pores, oxygen from the atmosphere makes its way into the soil, while carbon dioxide from respiration of roots and soil animals makes its way out. As the pores shift from water-filled to air-filled, the movement of radiant energy from the sun is altered, influencing soil temperature. Without realizing it, we are witnessing the soil and its role as the biogeochemical membrane. The biogeochemical membrane, which may vary in thickness from a few inches to tens of feet, acts as a traffic control center, regulating the fluxes of energy, water, and gas among the primary Earth systems, the atmosphere, the lithosphere, and the hydrosphere. The well-being of 8 billion people depends entirely on the capacity of this soil system to function. We cannot afford to treat this precious resource like dirt.
That was Russell Briggs of the SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.